This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things that happens when you stress an economic system, well, when you stress any system, really, but economics is our thing. One of the things that happens is you start to see where the cracks are, where the failures are going to happen. Think of state unemployment systems early on in the pandemic and how hard it was for all those people to get the relief that they were entitled to. Out here in the American West, it is as dry as it's been in a very long time. A mega drought, scientists say, enough to really stress the economic system that is our water supply and the businesses that depend on it. From Wyoming Public Radio, Caitlin Tan reports.
This spring, many residents of Rawlins, a small city in southern Wyoming, turned on their faucets and nothing came out. School was canceled, businesses closed, people struggled to find drinking water for nearly 7 days. Now, businesses like Westside Car Wash and Wash and Dry Laundry are operating under water restrictions. Owner Hans Pedersen had to shut down his business for a week in March due to the shortages.
I really hope I can keep my business open and afford to make my payments, because to put that kind of time and effort into something and lose it over something like this, it's really hard to take.
Pedersen says tougher water restrictions could put him out of business. Local officials determined a big leak caused the water shutoff, adding to a series of leaks over time, says Myra Miller, a spokesperson for the city of Rawlins.
We're about half of the flows daily that we normally receive. So some of that could be that the leaks have gotten worse.
However, this area has also seen its water sources declining. The drought is making it more important than ever for the city to look at its aging water infrastructure. The city found that much of the main water pipeline was corroded, there were leaks, faulty blow-off valves, and some of the original piping is made of wood.
I believe it's like 105 years old. We have 7 miles worth of it left, and that's what we're replacing now.
That's Stevie Osborne. She's the water treatment plant operator. Osborne says the spring, that is the city's main source of water, used to produce so much water that you could hear it rushing into their system.
Well, that's not the case now, right now, because we're not getting that snowpack that we used to.
So instead of rushing water, it's more like a slow-moving stream. Now, the city has imposed water restrictions, like only watering lawns once a week. It also has a $20 million plan to improve its water infrastructure. Miller says it's a wake-up call for the Rocky Mountain West.
I think a lot of towns like us might not have been able to see the water infrastructure problems.
The American Society of Civil Engineers says the nation's drinking water systems are aging and underfunded. A study last year found the amount of treated water lost each day to leaks and pipeline breaks could fill more than 9,000 swimming pools.
And it's really hard to get the focus that we need on fixing the problem because people aren't interested in it until they're at a point of crisis.
That's engineering professor David Sedlak of the University of California at Berkeley.
All of these western parts of the country are running into this problem of the water supply shrinking, and in many cases, the demand continuing to grow.
Sedlak says towns can address these issues by diversifying their water sources, like treating and cleaning sewage so it can be reused.
And by recycling our wastewater, we can essentially expand our water supply by close to 50%.
Back at Hans Pedersen's car wash, the water is flowing again. But he's aware that the city is asking people to wash their cars less frequently.
It's never a good feeling when the city is asking people not to use your business, but I mean, I get it. I understand.
The city has notified citizens that it anticipates the water restrictions will continue for at least the rest of the year as it works on shoring up the water system. In Rawlins, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.